This is Deacon Mike, and welcome to our examination for the scripture readings for the Sunday of the sixth week of Lent. This Sunday is also known as the Palm Sunday of the Passion of the Lord. This Sunday is interesting in that we have two Gospels. The first takes place at the opening of Mass, where the palms are prayed over and blessed. This Gospel passage is read, and we process around the church carrying our palms. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus and his disciples drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately on entering it, you will find a colt tethered there on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone should say to you, 'Why are you doing this?' reply, 'The master has need of it and will send it back here at once.' So they went off and found the colt tethered at a gate outside on the street, and they untied it. Some of the bystanders said to them, 'What are you doing untying the colt?' They answered them just as Jesus had told them to, and they permitted them to do it. So they brought the colt to Jesus and put their cloaks over it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut from the fields. Those preceding him, as well as those following, kept crying out, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that is to come. Hosanna in the highest.'" Over one-third of Mark's Gospel deals with the events of Holy Week, beginning with Palm Sunday and concluding with Good Friday. Perhaps the most important event to the Jewish people was being celebrated this week, for this was the Feast of Passover. And we begin today with Jesus' entry into the celebration of the week of Passover. What is interesting in verse 6 is that the bystanders were questioning, why were the apostles doing this? Why were they untying the colt? Probably knowing that the colt did not belong to them. But when they answered, just as Jesus had told them, that the master has need of it, they permitted them to do it. Perhaps these people have heard of Jesus and were thinking him to be the Messiah, so they allow this to happen. What is also interesting is that Jesus rides on a colt. Usually, it would have been a horse, but a horse was a symbol of war, whereas a colt was an animal of peace. And this corresponds to Zechariah's image of the Messiah being a meek person, rather than one of war. We read in verse 8 that many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches. People were pouring into Jerusalem, for as I mentioned, this was the week of Passover. It is interesting that this week could also have been known as Olive Sunday, where it was palm trees and olive trees that were most prominent in this area. However, palms were symbols of joy and victory, and therefore, instead of the olive branch, they chose to wave the palm branches, being overjoyed that the Messiah was arriving and that victory would soon be theirs. The spreading of their cloaks on the road was a traditional homage to a king, and certainly, if we did this for an earthly king, shouldn't we do this for the heavenly king? The use of leafy branches was also one of the signs of homage to a king. The verse that the people cry out following Jesus, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name," comes to Psalm 118, which was usually chanted by pilgrims on their way to Jerusalem. They understand the importance of the holy city of Jerusalem. They believe that Jesus could be the Messiah, and they treat him as royalty. Our Old Testament reading comes from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 50, verses 4 to 7. At this time, please find this passage in your Bible and then continue with this presentation. Last week's first reading from the Old Testament came from the prophet Jeremiah, and Isaiah, along with Ezekiel, are considered the three major prophets. This passage from Isaiah is read every Sunday on Palm Sunday, no matter what cycle we are in. Scholars have divided the book of the prophet Isaiah into three sections. Chapters 1 to 39 deal with the history of the chosen people, how they got to where they are, the events leading up to the Babylonian captivity. Chapters 40 through 55 are the prophecies that occur while they are in the area of Babylon. Today's chapter, chapter 50, comes from what is called the Book of Comfort, how despite their failures, how in the midst of their sorrowing, God will still save his people. And then chapters 56 to 66 deal with the dreams and hopes of the people as they are returning to their promised land. A prophet was one who spoke God's word through ups and downs, through captivity and longing for freedom. The prophet Isaiah is reminding the people that while we may fail in our promise to God, God never fails in his promise to his people, and his purpose is to bring to the people the same hope that Isaiah has. Our New Testament reading comes from the letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verse 6 to 11. At this time, please read this passage and then continue. This letter to the Philippians was written by Paul while he was imprisoned in Rome. It is believed to be one of his final letters, and he addresses it to one of his personal favorite communities located in the city of Philippi. This passage is believed to be an early Christian hymn. While it is not a complete statement on Christ and the faith we are to have, but rather it is considered a beautiful exposition of a particular aspect of the Messiah. Christ emptied himself. He restricted the exercises of his divine abilities and accepted his human limitations. He humbled himself, even to the point of death on a cross, which was the ultimate indignity. Death on a cross was reserved for slaves, insurrectionists, and non-Roman citizens. We hear that every knee should bend, for that was how the people took an oath of allegiance to their king. We should take a knee and confess that Jesus is our king, our Lord, and not Caesar, who was also proclaimed by the Roman people to be a Lord. In our next session, we will examine the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. So until next time, this is Deacon Mike reminding you to live the word.